With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Government publishes a suite of financial services bill for the digital sector. The virtual asset services providers, the private funds, and the mutual funds amendment bills were gazetted online at gov.ky/publications on Wednesday. If passed in Parliament, the virtual assets services providers amendment bill will add definition for, quote, among other things, tokenized mutual and private funds. The private funds and mutual funds bills are related, proposing to amend the laws to lay out specific requirements for tokenized private and mutual funds and add definitions for digital investment token and digital equity token. The digital investment token represents fractional or full ownership of a real-world asset recorded on a blockchain, while a digital equity token is a blockchain-based digital token representing direct ownership in a company, asset, or investment fund. The Water Authority is taking steps to modernize how it monitors water usage with a pilot project to test smart meter technology. The project will evaluate two smart metering technologies to see if remote meter reading is feasible under Cayman's local conditions. It's part of an effort to modernize water management systems and improve service delivery.
Our investment in this pilot program marks a significant step forward in providing enhanced services to our customers.
Dr. Julia Frederick Van Genderen is the director of the Water Authority.
By embracing advanced metering infrastructure, we aim to improve operational efficiency, strengthen system reliability, and deliver even better value to the people we serve.
If successful, the smart meter technology could eventually be rolled out island-wide, giving customers faster leak detection and real-time usage information. The Water Authority is finalizing installation plans and will contact selected pilot participants directly in coming weeks. And tonight, the Cayman Arts Festival is blowing up the Harkwell Theater stage with its opening show, Jazz and Trance Big Band. But things take a more classical turn on Saturday, with the Cayman Youth Camerata promising an enchanting evening of strings.
In this particular event, we're going to have them performing at the Harkwell under their conductor, Alina Makina. And we have students from the Yehudi Menuhin School, in fact, past students, I should say, including their former director of music, who's a fantastic international concert pianist, Ashley Wass, and their four string players coming with them, who are all alumni of the Yehudi Menuhin School. Now, those of you who haven't heard of Yehudi Menuhin, he's one of the greatest violinists ever in the 20th century. These are creme de la creme.
K-Musica's Glenn Enanga tells Radio Cayman the Cayman students performing on Saturday are part of the organization's Starlight After School program.
We follow children as recommended by their music teachers right from primary school all the way through high school. We pay for their instruments, we pay for their tuition, we provide scholarships, we basically help to nurture that talent, all at no cost to the student. And the idea really is there should be no barriers to somebody who wants to develop their talent. Mm-hmm.
Come witness the future of music. The show starts again on Saturday at 7 p.m. and you can get your tickets at eventbrite.com. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Danielle Yawowiecka. 2 days of talks between Ukraine, Russia and the United States aimed at ending Moscow's war on its neighbour have ended with one immediate outcome, the exchange of more prisoners of war. 314 captured soldiers, half from each side, have been swapped. Meanwhile, Ukraine's deputy prime minister says Russia has used drones to strike railway facilities, including energy supplies, in the northern Sumy region. The Nigerian president Bola Tinubu is deploying an army battalion to Kwara state following a mass killing in the remote Woro village. The president blamed the attack on Boko Haram jihadists. The UN human rights chief, Volker Turk, has appealed for funds. He said his agency is in survival mode because of cuts from the US and others. State media in Iran say the Revolutionary Guards have seized two oil tankers in the Gulf and their crews. The Tasnim news agency said the ships were carrying more than 1 million litres of fuel Tehran alleged was being smuggled. Prosecutors in Israel have filed charges against the brother of the head of the domestic intelligence agency over the alleged smuggling of cigarettes into Gaza during the war. Bezalel Zini is being charged with assisting the enemy in wartime. BBC News.